No problem is too big or too small for natural Ange.
Morena Ange, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Gorgeous sunny morning this morning. Yeah. What's happening?
Ready for another week. Oh, I thought I'd talk about migraines today.
This is very close to home as someone who gets vision migraines.
Yeah, they can be really debilitating and they can be chronic and lifelong or just through sort of, particularly the hormonal years, they get worse than when people are in their 40s, which isn't you, but okay, you know,
just got all that to look forward to.
Perimenopause, and there's a family history of it. But I thought I'd sort of outline that naturopathy can work really well with this, and also osteopathy, because there's neck tension, shoulder tension, and
just correcting my posture as we talk.
Yeah, and you get all this build-up and stress. So, you know, firstly, we've got herbal medicine to help with stress and magnesium. The hormones can be balanced by herbal medicine as well, and then we've got Feverfew for headaches as well. But a big chunk of it would be towards nervines and helping the nervous system adapt to stress. And there's some really good supportive ginsengs to help you with that too.
I was going to say, how do you do that? How do you adapt to stress? Because it's kind of, it's hard to do
Well,
that.
Yeah, there's a herbal category called adaptogens, and they help you withstand stressors. Yeah, so it's a very unique thing in herbal medicine, these group of herbs, and you just find that when you take them, stress doesn't affect you as much and you don't get sick as much and you get to your deadlines and you're like, hey, I got there and that was sort of okay, you know, but you were carried. And there's also, we've got Graylin Osteopathy, which is Gray Seller and Rachel at Harvest Natural Health Centre as well. So we're, you know, we're all rounded up here and we can help with the migraines. There's also food triggers too. So some people need to know, oh, it's chocolate or coffee or red wine that do it every time. Alcohol can be a trigger. So we can identify those for you too, and then you know. Other times it can be glare too, and flicky fluorescent lights.
It's glare and stress for me that tend to set it off. I can almost predict when I'm going to get one. I can be like, you know what, I've been a bit run down this week, pretty tired, I haven't had enough sleep, and I'm a bit stressed out, I'm probably going to get a migraine.
Yeah.
I can almost guarantee.
And a lot of my consultations, I'm saying, now, when you're at that point, you just need to say, I'm going to my room for 15 minutes, and you go to your room, everyone excuses you. You're allowed to go to your room.
Yeah.
And you shut the door, and you do child pose.
Yeah,
and
that's a good one.
And
yeah,
you deep breathe right down to the lower rib cage. And you got your head turned to one way, and you'll spend about 15-20 minutes breathing out the tension on that side. Then you turn your head the other way and breathe out all the tension out of your back.
That's
on the other
tip.
Side. And you stand up and you're just a completely different person. You're in parasympathetic.
There we go.
There's nothing wrong.
I might have to give that a go next time I can feel a migraine coming on. I think we've got somebody on the line.
Self-management here. It's really good.
Kia ora.
And eat on time too.
Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning.
When they do radiation, I got hit for a prostate radiation, and it, they were correct, it peaks 2 weeks after you've finished. How long does it, they reckon it can hang around in your body for about a year. How long does it take to sort of dissipate, you know?
It is a long time, but I can't say exactly a date or a time.
No, it's fascinating because you sort of feel the effects. It's done what it's needed to do.
Yeah.
And every day it's getting better and better.
Yeah.
So it's a joy to be alive.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And especially on a lovely bright afternoon. Or morning, sorry.
Morning, yeah. Good for you.
That was my question. That's about it. I won't hold it up anymore.
Yeah, no, so I can't tell you. It does... the radiation does stay around for a bit, but there's some herbal remedies that can help with that.
I've been having the aloe vera juice. That's really helpful.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good. Did you get any burns, like sunburn?
What happened? No, you did no skin burns. I'll tell you what, the urinary tract gets sizzled. And your bladder gets irritated as well because it all runs through that same area.
Yeah. The aloe vera would be perfect for that. And otherwise, calendula tea.
I wished I'd spoken to you earlier and had it started well before my treatment time. Prepare myself for it, but anyhow, that's life, isn't it?
There we go, that is
you're
life.
Wiser from the fact. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, cheers.
And going forward, zinc and saw palmetto and those sorts of things.
5395 or 309-3879 if you've got something that you want Ange to help you out with there. We've got a few more minutes with her. So definitely time of the year when people are feeling sort of a bit stressed, a bit run down.
We've been talking about it, weren't we? You were saying we're out of the weird moon stuff that was happening.
Yeah, but I've had a lot of people where I'm having to talk about burnout a lot to people, you know, and it is about that, you know, just helping people with just take a break. Like yesterday, it was really nice with that rainy weather.
Just sit on the couch and read a book or something.
That's right. And, you know, we could have gone, done this, that and the other, but we, you know what, let's just stay home.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, I think we've got another person on the line here. Kia ora, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good, good.
Good morning.
I wonder if you have any ideas for helping a 14-month-old baby recover from Guillain-Barré syndrome. He just had the diagnosis and he had his plasma treatment. IV plasma treatment. He's had two doses of that, but it's really only a week since he got that treatment. And, of course, he's got no... he's lost the use of his legs and...
Yeah, Guillain-Barré syndrome's really serious.
It's very serious,
Is this baby in hospital still?
He was in hospital for a week, but he started to show improvement from the treatment, so he's been released home. He still can't walk or sit by himself or anything. We're just trying to work out maybe a potential... some sort of help for his body.
Exactly. Look, it's hard for me to talk about this on air because it's really complex, but maybe if we talk off air or if you're able to have an appointment, then that would be better. So I can sort of, I'd need to see this little 14-month-old baby to see what we're up to, what the symptoms are.
Okay, so it's actually my grandson, so my daughter doesn't know that I've rung you. I just suddenly thought, I heard you on the radio and thought, oh, I should just see.
Angie's got to help him.
Because because you can use minerals in babies. You know, there's some safe things that you can use to help support the biochemical pathways. But it's... it's quite a complex one there.
It is.
But go to my website, naturalange.com, and you can book online and ask away there.
Well, if you stay on the line, then we can pass you over to Ange when we finish up with the segment there. No worries there. Hey, one last question before we go. Ange, what are adaptogens? Someone's texted in.
Oh, adaptogens are a group of herbal medicines that help you adapt to stress, basically, adaptogens. So Siberian ginseng, withania, rhodiola, American ginseng, they're those ones like that. And it's been used a lot in traditional Chinese medicine, but also right throughout all herbal medicine. It was like, and I loved it actually, coming from nursing to naturopathy. It was just like, okay, we knew Panadol and antibiotics and painkillers, and now there's these adaptogens, which are herbs which help your whole body, like it's a tonic herb, you know.
Okay.
And it helps deal with stressors. Thing. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Ange. We will see you next Monday.
Will do. Look forward to it.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.